This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was Beautiful Life by Union J, and you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for following his tone through with your intro there.
Oh, look, I try.
Very relaxing, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, easing into an important conversation now that we're having on
yes,
the show.
Wake up!
Have you been noticing any heightened stuff about religious freedom in the news lately, Robbie?
Oh, have
everywhere.
I ever?
Everywhere.
And haven't I been feeling it too?
It's caused a lot of stress and anxiety within our communities. It's caused a lot of pressure. I've got to admit, whether it's my social media feed, my news feed, my family talking to me about it, this is the topic of the times. Last week, I had our Hour of Pride here on the station. You can listen to it in the podcast if you like. And one of the reasons why I put that in was because we needed to be positive and remember what our community means to us and the strength of it, because everyone was just feeling really down and negative, seeing all the Israel Folau stuff and all of this, these arguments about what religious discrimination means. And that all went to another level this week when government were meant to be introducing, the Liberal government were meant to be introducing the religious discrimination bill into Parliament, and everyone was holding their breath. And yesterday it was announced that that is going to be delayed because there needs to be further consultation. But what does that mean?
Yeah.
Are we being spoken to? It's nice to know, okay, we're not getting all the details out of the bill yet, even though that's something that we within our communities have been asking for over 6 months. We want the details of what this is about. We want to know what's happening. We need a better understanding of what all of this means. And I decided to get it. So what I did was got in contact with Equality Australia, who are in Canberra at the moment, right now. And Aram, who is the Director of Engagement at Equality Australia, got back in touch with me because they're in Canberra and decided to have a chat with me about what they're doing and how things are sounding there on a political level. And this is the conversation we had earlier today. What exactly are you guys doing in Canberra at the moment?
So we've been in Canberra this week meeting with all sides of politics, with government, with Labor and also with the Greens, really just to get a sense of where the parties are at in terms of their thinking about all things religious discrimination, and making sure that when they're thinking about these issues, they're also thinking about how this is going to be affecting LGBTIQ+ communities.
Religious discrimination has become the big topic in everyone's news feed, in everyone's lives, and it's certainly caused a lot of concern within our communities. What's the temperature of things over there? Can we get a kind of understanding? I think because we're seeing all of this stuff, there's been everything about Israel Folau, and everyone's starting to get really anxious and stressed about what it can all mean, but we don't actually know.
No, well, that's right, and I think it's the not knowing, which obviously feeds a lot of that anxiety. We haven't seen the details of the Religious Discrimination Act or any of the other bills that the government is proposing, and to be honest, kind of not very many people in the Parliament at all have seen that. I do have to say, though, that from the conversations that we're having here, I think we feel much calmer than when we first landed into Canberra.
Okay.
Certainly the language that we're hearing coming from both the government and also from Labor is very much one of balance. You sense that people are not really wanting to fuel further division in society. And there is this understanding of that we do need to ensure that people are protected from discrimination, but we don't want to get the balance wrong and go too far the other way so that then people can use law to attack other people. And obviously that in particular is queer folks and also women as well.
Has there been the proper consultation? Because from the looks of it, it doesn't look like there really has within our communities the proper consultation to understand what this all means and how this can affect things.
No, that's right. And I think that's why the delay of the introduction of the Act is a good thing. So the government had been saying, this is our number one priority, we'll bring it in, into the Parliament. And now that's not going to happen. It's been delayed so that there can be conversation and consultation. And that's really good because till now there hadn't been any. You're exactly right. And so there needs to be, the government has already said that they will consult with the opposition, that they'll consult with faith-based groups. And so we're calling very strongly on the government to make sure that they also consult with the LGBTIQ community. They actually gave us a commitment in their pre-election commitments that they would do that. They said, we will consult with LGBTIQ organisations on the issues that affect folks. So we're calling on the Prime Minister to honour that commitment and make sure that he speaks to our community as well as part of this conversation. Process around these things. So, they need to talk within their own party and talk to other people within the parliament and then go broader into the community. But once they're talking to community members, we need them to talk to us as well.
So how can we help with engaging with that?
Well, we will soon be launching a petition that will be encouraging people to sign, which is very much asking the Prime Minister to make sure that he meets LGBTQ people. So that will be going up in the next day or so. So if people go to www.causeaustralia.org.au, they'll be able to access that petition there. That's probably the first point. If people are feeling very enthusiastic, there's nothing that ever stops anyone from writing to their local MP to say, I know this legislation's coming, I'm interested in it, would you, here's what I have to say about it. Anyone can do it any time.
I think we forget about that, reaching out to our local MPs, that you can just do that. You can reach out, you can engage with them, you can talk with them.
That's right, yeah. You don't need an advocacy organisation running a campaign to do that. And in fact, it's often very effective as a local voter to reaching out to your member. Now, one of the key things that we want to be telling politicians is that we support ensuring that everyone has protection from discrimination. You know, the community that's experienced the harm that comes from discrimination, we don't want anybody else to experience that.
Yeah.
What we don't want is to see that religious organisations or any group of people get given a licence to discriminate against or attack someone else. So that thin balance around ensuring people are protected but nobody gets given the right to attack anybody else is what we want to see the law do.
I mean, and that's the big concern that at least comes from many members in our communities is the reality that from this could come the fact that already in a lot of situations, people are scared to come out in their workplaces for what that may mean. And we just want to make sure everyone's protected. Even people who have religious views that don't agree with our lifestyles, protection should happen on all sides.
That's right, yeah. It's a principled approach really to this, which says that nobody should be discriminated against for who they are, that within workplaces and within schools, everybody should feel safe to be in those environments. So what does safety need to look like? And again, it's then about striking that balance in terms of what that looks like within workplaces and within schools. And I suppose also it's worth remembering a number of processes here. So the government's talking about a Religious Discrimination Act to protect folks who have faith. The issues around schools have been pushed off to the Australian Law Reform Commission to look at, and so they won't be reporting until next year. So at the moment, these things are all being smooshed together a little bit. It makes much more anxiety provoking.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, isn't there stuff that does sit within, isn't there things that sit within existing laws already in a lot of these spaces? I guess that's what's causing people a lot of anxiety and concern is because the protection should already exist everywhere, surely.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. So there is, in fact, protection for people of faith in a lot of state and territory law. So it's not like we're not already living in a world where that doesn't exist, but it's not very strong at the federal level. So this is what this is looking at. What we do, of course, want to make sure is that nothing that happens in federal legislation waters down protections that also exist for LGBTIQ people. So that, again, sounds like a stuck record saying balance, but that's kind of, again, where it comes. If there is a gap, which there is, around protecting people of faith, then that should be sorted out. But we want to make sure that none of the protections that LGBTQ people currently have are removed or reduced.
I mean, it just gives some relief to find out that you guys at Equality Australia are actually on the ground in Canberra, are speaking to politicians, are finding out about this, because we can all see all of these things in our newsfeed, see articles telling us a politician saying this or another politician saying that, and can feel really disconnected. I mean, I know in the last 3 days, I've already got lots of different messages from people saying, should we be doing a rally? Is there something we should doing? But you've kind of hit the nail on the head with what we should be doing, going to our local members, asking, do you want to hear my views on this, really petitioning forward in that way and working together as a community to make sure we're heard.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I think those personal actions, like speaking to your local MP is good. Conversations within community as well. I think, you know, often the debates, they run the risk of becoming a bit polarised. I shorthand it till it becomes a bit kind of God versus the gays.
Yeah.
Which then also completely ignores the fact that there are many LGBTIQ plus people who are also people of faith.
Yes.
And so they're saying, how can we actually be trying to find the common ground in this rather than getting really whipped up into this kind of us versus them debate? It helps no one ultimately and actually leads to a lot more really unpleasant, awful things being said about about us and about our community. So we can keep coming back to those first principles of nobody should be discriminated against for who they are. We don't want anyone to be discriminated against. Also, we don't want anyone to be given the right to attack anybody else. And constantly what it keeps coming down to, you know, what kind of an Australia do we want? We want an Australia where everyone is safe and where people's mental health is taken care of. And they're the kind of principles that we want to be coming back to.
And you do feel a lot better now that you're on the ground in Canberra and you've been speaking to politicians, and there is more of an approach towards a balanced view, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think the language that's been coming out of the Prime Minister's office, also the language that's been coming out of the Attorney General's office, they keep talking about balance. I don't think we can relax.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Until we actually see what's
Because we still haven't seen a bill.
That's right. So until we see what's in the bill, no one's going to be relaxing. And I think also consultation processes can throw up all kinds of things. So this will be why it's very important that they consult the LGBTIQ community, because equally, be consulting with people like the ACL who want to push something quite radical that would be damaging to us. So by no means is it everybody relax and go home now, everything is fine. The fact that there is a process and the fact that the people are saying they want balance is encouraging. What we need to do now is stay really engaged in those processes and really kind of make sure that they hold to that commitment to deliver on balance.
There's also been a lot of concern when we've seen these comments, specifically from the Labor Party, about removing LGBTIQ from a lot of different things here or there. And that's another level to this now, where we're really starting to see on a political level across the board, where we're feeling more alienated. Has there been any more comment in regard to things like that?
That's right. I understand those concerns. I mean, there has been that fear, I suppose, that in the aftermath of the election that the Labor Party might skew a bit right or be less bold when it comes to LGBTIQ issues. But we've been having conversations with the Labor Party, including with the Leader of the Opposition's office. It is very, very clear, and in fact made a statement in Parliament saying that he's misrepresented in his comments and that he has absolutely no intention on stepping back from Labor's strong policies on these things. So we've been really, really encouraged and reassured that Labor's not going to be stepping back from being supportive of our community.
Well, that's really good to know. I guess we've still all got to gird our loins until we see the results of the religious discrimination bill. But at least it's good to know that the focus is on balance and the support is there for our communities.
That's right. Yeah. It's, politicians, we would like to be leaders, but often they can be followers and responsive to what they hear and what they've been told from the community. So it does still, very much remain on us to stay active and stay involved.
That was my conversation earlier today with Aram from Australian Equality. It does shed a bit more light on what's going on the ground in Canberra now in regards to religious freedom. Just hearing that the Australian Equality are talking, or Equality Australia, sorry, are talking to a lot of politicians about it and are hearing a lot of politicians say we need balance matters. I know we can feel like, well, we shouldn't need it at all, but the reality is that this is looking at it on a federal level. It's the conversation of what's going on, and I guess we just need to stay vigilant, but also look after each other and think about what we're putting out into the
world. Yeah, 100%. And thank goodness that we have people like Equality Australia to do these things for us. You know, these fantastic organisations that obviously were set up for marriage equality are showing that there is still a lot, there are still issues out there and there's still the fight to fight.
Yeah, and we need to also just be vigilant of what the kind of conversations about religious discrimination mean to those who are further marginalised in our communities, including the trans and gender diverse individuals and also intersex individuals, because they get thrown under the bus a lot, and this is the kind of space where they need to be put forward.
Of course. Coming up next hour, Jude Munro from Victoria Pride Centre is joining us.
Yes, and we are asking you, what would you name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre? Hit us up on 0427-join949 or honour@joy.org.au.
Name that crane. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
And Labor has locked in firmly behind Scott Morrison's push for new religious freedom laws. The Prime Minister intends to make it unlawful to discriminate against people based on their religious beliefs. He is proposing to amend existing marriage, charities and anti-discrimination legislation to achieve this end. A religious discrimination commissioner would also be appointed. Australians suspected of involvement in terror activities overseas are soon likely to be temporarily banned from returning home. The federal government will introduce legislation tomorrow stopping any citizen suspected of extremism from returning to Australia for up to 2 years. a Roman Catholic brother, teacher and sporting coach, told police he was tempted but never acted on his impulses to molest the boys he came across. But he did. The now 80-year-old Christian brother sexually assaulted six young pupils over three decades at Victorian schools. He has been taken into custody to await sentencing. He is pleading guilty to five charges of indecent assault and two of sexually penetrating a child. The incidents occurred in Melbourne and Western Victoria from 1963 to 1984. The boys were aged 12 to 17. And before we cross to those wabbity wascals, that's Robbie and Dean with Mad Wednesday Drive, let's have a look at the weather. Tonight, frost in the outer southeastern suburbs and the Yarra Valley. Overnight low here of 6. Tomorrow, morning fog, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, top of 18. That's Friday. And Saturday, partly cloudy, 18. Sunday, couple of showers, 15. Currently 12 degrees in lovely Melbourne town. And in Ferny Creek, it's 8. Next Joy News update, 5:30.
Thank you very much. That's really interesting. We've got those two sides to that in regards to the religious discrimination bill. That's a bit more factual news that's come out since the interview we just put to air.
Yep.
So there you go. We've just got to, I mean, no one wants discrimination against anyone.
Exactly.
So it just, we're just going to have to wait and see what the specific details are, aren't we?
Indeed.
Let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trade.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Hey, everybody. Now, we have had some interesting conversations in the show today, both from some news and an interview we did earlier with Equality Australia in regards to the religious freedom bill that's maybe put forward. Bits may have been put forward. We don't know the whole story. And there was a really interesting thing. I just wanted to say this. There's a really interesting thing that we took away from the interview today that I had with Aram that we played earlier, and you'll be able to listen to it on a podcast if you missed it during the show. And it was the need for balance. The fact that balance was really important. And I'm looking at a couple of news articles and looking at a couple of things, and they're saying things like LGBTI Australians must be prepared for a long battle against the erosion of our rights. People are saying we have to face the stark reality that the movement to weaken Australia's LGBTI our legal rights under cover of religious freedom is not going to go away. That's from the Star Observer. And it's really interesting when you're looking at all of this stuff in comparison to that conversation in Parliament, because balance is something that's really important. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's being spouted about. I don't agree with a lot of the far left or right that turn around and say religion needs to be this or that. But from a federal level, we need to actually respect the fact that we don't have a lot of religious laws protecting religious freedom. I understand the fear that everybody has that religious freedom could mean attack against us, and that's why the laws need to protect our community. I know everyone feels like we're in for a fight, we're in for a battle, we need to scream and we need to yell, but we do need to just stop and think about the fact that we don't want to be discriminated against, and it's okay, religious people can feel the same way, because some people in our community are discriminating against religious people too, just because they're religious. And there are plenty of people within our community who are religious as well. Didn't plan on going on this rant. Robbie's being very serious right now. I just think it's really important to stop, to take a breath. Yes, we shouldn't be comfortable, we shouldn't be complacent, we should be concerned, absolutely, but we need to make sure that the right steps are put forward to protect everyone, whether they are a part of our community or not. Any law that's put forward that discriminates against another part of the community is wrong, but the assumption that religious exemption is necessarily going to do that, we can't decide that until we see it.
Do you know who you just reminded me of?
Who?
Waleed Ali. And I've been Waleed Ali for the project.
I've just seen a lot of things today.
Very good opinion piece.
Well, one of the things that I took away from with that conversation was the importance of politicians needing there to be balance. And I think the fact that there is balance is great. And that was just me rambling off the top of my head. I didn't even plan it, everybody. But balance is important, and having that balance is needed. And the reality is that there are people that feel like that's not the case now because of this. Now, balance doesn't mean that that's going to give people who have religion to discriminate on the basis of their religion, and we need to make sure that that's woven into what exists. But we haven't seen it yet. I know I'm as anxious as everyone else, but breathe, take a moment, and remember that everyone deserves the rights to be respected for who they are.
Yes, well said. Very beautiful. Stay with us. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.